أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. We discuss verses 75 and 76 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given the command to the Ummat that they should take their precautions, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and what has happened to you that you do not go out and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ, and the weak from amongst the men and the women and the children. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, those who are saying, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا, O Allah, remove us, take us out from this city, from this village, the people of whom have become oppressive or who are oppressive. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making special reference to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. What had happened, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to make hijrah. Those sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was able to make hijrah had made the hijrah and come to Medina Munawwara. Then there were those that could have made hijrah and did not make hijrah, and there were those that were unable to make hijrah for various reasons. Some of them were unable to make hijrah because they were stopped by their family members. Some of them were too weak to have made hijrah, either physical weakness, financial weakness. Then we find in the hadith there were those that made hijrah, came to Medina Munawwara, but unfortunately because of family pressure, they were brought into a situation where they were brought back from Medina Munawwara into Makkah Mukarramah. They were imprisoned and they had to go through persecution. So all of these people were in Makkah Mukarramah, and they are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to al-mustad'afin, that they became helpless in Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time was a young boy, and he says, myself and my mother, we were also amongst these mustad'afin. We were unable to have made hijrat and reach Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find Salama ibn Hisham, he was also unable to make hijrat and reach Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jandal, and there were many other sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for various different reasons, were unable to come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the question then, how is it that you are not going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have this scenario, this situation, that there are those that are making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, they are being persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah, they are going through these untold difficulties, and you in Medina Munawwara, you are in ease and you are in peace, and yet you do not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are making dua further, وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا, O Allah, from your side, appoint for us a wali, a guardian, وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا, and O Allah, appoint for us a helper. And then we find in the 8th year of the Hijrah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the treaty of Hudaybiyah, that was signed in the 60 of the Hijrah that was broken by the Quraysh of Makkah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes into Makkah. The conquest of Makkah subsequently takes place, and then that entire scenario, that entire situation then changes, and Makkah comes under the rule of Islam, and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevails. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two diverse struggles that take place. One is Allah ta'ala says, those who have brought iman, they fight in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They have one single struggle, and that is to make the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominant on the surface of this earth, that in the lands of this earth, in the lands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevated, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is practiced, people make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, masajid are built, and salat is performed, and all the ibadat of deen takes place. And that is why they go out struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the world, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who disbelieve, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ, they fight in the path of الطَّاغُوت. We discussed this word الطَّاغُوت, shaitan, falsehood. And always we found, like even at the time of the Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts this picture that shaitan had also come out with the disbelievers, and shaitan had also said that inni jarul lakum, that I am with you, I am supportive of you. But when shaitan saw the army of the Muslims, he recognized the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of the malaika that had come down to help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he also fled and he was nowhere to be seen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in actual fact showing that there is not going to be much help from shaitan and the forces of shaitan. فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ, so fight the forces and the friends of shaitan. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا, for certainly the plots of shaitan is weak. In other words, it is very temporary, and hence the forces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always overpower the forces of shaitan, like we had seen always in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the current situation, in the current days, obviously we as an ummah, we have fragmented, we ourselves have become weak, we have turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have turned away from the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are fighting each other, and the result is that we have used our energies against each other, and we have lost focus, and the result is that obviously we have ourselves become weak. But the day when we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we focus, then inshallah the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will most certainly come, and may the nusrat of Allah ta'ala come upon us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.